morning.
Good morning, Anita. How are you?
I'm all right. my assistant sat down to watch the call, so, or listen to the call. My husband doesn't know it is yours.
Pretty windy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Considering what they said was coming down the road, so.
Yeah, we need to enjoy today.
Good morning, who else showed up?
Good morning, Anita and Elaine, it's Betty.
Good morning, Betty.
Hi, Betty.
Hi. How are you both?
Doing okay. We're enjoying the nice weather before it gets cold again.
Oh. Yeah, that's no fun.
I was just listening to a report on, I guess that's 700 Club or something that was just coming on, and we're talking about the weather getting, weather's changing and getting colder, so instead of the global warming thing, it's cooling down. Sometimes you wish they'd make up their mind.
It's just crazy.
I know.
It's absolutely crazy. I think we're over that at this point. I think we had so many of those ups and downs coming across too that that it was a little depressing.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like we're
has arrived
into the 70s at this point. So that's a good thing.
I didn't look, but I think it was over 80 here yesterday. So. Morning. Who else came in? Well, I guess they're not going to speak up. So what's going on your way, Betty?
Oh, nothing too much. It's just, you know, getting outside and being able to do that spring cleanup kind of thing. That's really nice.
Now the tax season's over, I need to do that inside too.
I know what you mean. I've got that inside too, and I don't have the tax season to blame for it, Anita.
Good excuse. Many years ago at the office, I said something about going home to clean, and one of the other girls says, "Why are you privileged? We don't get to do that." Well, anyway, always something to do.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, I found yesterday when I was out for a little bit, I found this little ant nest that I'm trying to figure out what I want to do with, how to get rid of it.
Mm.
Before it comes in the house.
Yeah. Well, I've heard of pouring boiling water down it, and I don't remember what else I heard.
Yeah, that was my first thought, so maybe I'll just try that first, see if it works.
Monty
has arrived.
Something heavier.
Yeah.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Star?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. Everybody off to a roll?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Slow roll, Char.
There's a lot. There's a lot of roll. Well, it's cold here. I'm saying, Jenny, did you build? Is the fire still going? Looks like it was just barely past 40, and I'm going, eek. It's still cold.
We're supposed to get that at the end of the week. So.
Oh, are you? So it's spring hasn't really sprung, huh?
Well, it's been in the 80. It was over 80 yesterday, but it's supposed to drop way back down.
No, it's 43 right now outside, so. Oh, goodness, Jenny, just run in with the newspaper. Colored, multicolored carrots. Have any of you had those yet?
No.
No. We've had them several times from the Grange. Multicolored carrots can jazz up all kinds of dishes through the pigment. Though the pigments don't alter taste, they do determine the antioxidant content of the root. For some of the winning recipes of the colored carrot cook-off, that's what's next in here. That's one of them at the top of it. Oh, it's just the colored carrots show through the strips of these spring rolls that, you know, made with the rice paper. So they took third place winner on the side dish category in the annual cook-off of, Nunhams, Nuhems, Carrot Breeding Station in Brooks. That's right here in Oregon, so I guess we're, and the farmer's markets. Coming through the dash inside, recipes for grilling. Mother's Day grilling. See, all kinds of stuff. They do a great job in here with the vegan subject. And our, got a picture of the writer, Grant Butler. Oh, let's see, all the farmers markets listed. Might have to get a second copy of this newspaper so I can keep track of it. We got a full page printout of everything in the Portland area, all over the area, Portland, but it's still neat. Man, they add them every year. That's incredible.
That's good.
Yeah, it is. Several in each section, close together. My goodness, there's a bunch of them. Anyway, and I know we've got them out here, but my farmer's market's going to be my garden this year. Already well on the way.
Harlan brought a great big bag of spinach in yesterday, so I need to get busy and freeze part of that.
Oh, I don't even have any room in my freezer yet. I don't know what I'm going to do about that one, but
it was really cold. He cleaned his out, so I got room.
Oh, that's great. Have the space all ready to start receiving. I need to start using more frozen berries again. I don't know. Well, I do know why. I got off doing the smoothies. Got started yesterday again. So, got to get prepared. Anybody tried any new recipes lately? Which reminds me, I should take a quick peek at my bread. Oh, I keep throwing more into that Italian variety that I've been making. So let's see, what did I throw in last night that I hadn't put in before? Oh, look at my tab here so I can tell you guys. Well, I've used a little molasses in it that calls for 1 tablespoon of sugar, and I thought, oh, I'm not putting sugar in. I'll just put a tablespoon of molasses in there. But I packed it with, I put in hazelnuts. I chopped about a third of a cup of hazelnuts in half and then decided they were pretty big, so I'd make them a little bit smaller. And threw them in, along with pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, and the diced almonds. So that was 4 different nuts I put in there. I had a total of about a cup in that recipe. Did that come down to you? Did I send that? Or am I dreaming? I know I've said that so many times and not gotten them out the day I was planning on it, and then you guys don't see them. Did anybody see the no-knead bread recipe come down? Because I have to scan it, and I think I've got it scanned in there. I think I do.
I don't think I got it.
Okay, all right. Then I've got to go at it again. I may have had trouble with it at the time and gave up, too, to do that sometime. But anyway, that's definitely been in ours for what amount we're using. We're using it as, you know, as a good starch because everything's fresh in there. I am using the spelt bread also. So anybody that has trouble with wheat but can handle spelt, can work with that one. But I also got thrown into the Green for Life book, last night, the latest copy of it, which has the listing of the omega-3s and 6s, because the gal that's on our property on the other side came over and she gets really into one thing and then gets quite worked up over it and trying to make sure that she's covering it right and everything's happening and so on and so forth. And, so she's, I don't want to say we got in an argument, but it was definitely a debate. And, I said, you know what? You're just making it way too hard. Here, there's a list. And she says, well, somebody said, and I said, I'm not going to go arguing about somebody said that
has arrived.
Flax seeds were not good omega-3s. And I says, well, here's the ratio of omega-3s in flaxseed. 1 tablespoon of flaxseed delivers 7,196 milligrams of omega-3 fatty acids. The next one, if you want to look at, would be, and then the total of sixes is only 715. So that's 4.2 times more omega-3s than omega-6s. And so I said, that's a pretty high ratio. You're getting an awful lot of omega-3s in there. And she says, no, it's the other way around, Char. And I says, well, I know, I'm sorry, but that's what I've seen, and that's what I've seen other places, and this happens to be in print, and this gal was working with a doctor when they were doing the breakdown. So you might find it listed someplace else in the same amount, but then again, you may find somebody that's, you know, doing something else with it. And I says, you know, I guess you want to know who did the test. Well, I know that's hard to find out. Well, this, you know, I just know I read it on the internet. And I says, well, don't believe everything you read on the internet. Because if you look at safflower oil, as why not to use oils, even sesame seed oil, you get, on the omega-3s, you've got zero on the safflower oil. And in the omega-6s, which we don't want and don't need more of, you've got 10,073 of them, of the 6s. So you have absolutely none. And why we can get our bodies, you know, loaded with more 6s, which we don't need, we get anyway. And on sesame seed oil, 1 tablespoon is 40 milligrams, rounded up, 41 milligrams of 3s, and 5,576 milligrams of the 6s. So that one is upside down by, what is it? Oh, shoot. I guess they didn't say it down underneath. But anyway, it's huge. Way, 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 way too much. So the oils definitely will put in, including even olive oil, 103 on number 3 mega, or omegas. On the 6s, it's 1,318. That's, well, they've got it on that one. Sorry, I just didn't see where it was printed again. That's 13 times more omega. Where did you get your list? This is on page 105 in the Green for Life Victoria Botanko book that we were using, but what she did was, we started with the first book. This one is reprinted with the addition of the chapter on the omegas in 2010. So if you've got the previous one that's dated here, 2005, you would not have that in it.
Okay.
So she put a whole chapter in there about the omega sixes and omega threes. Anything related to the omegas. It's called Greens, the original source of omega threes. The important thing is not to stop questioning Albert Einstein. That's what I need to have read it to her last night. The important thing is never stop questioning, because where it comes from and who funded it, as we know, is huge, absolutely huge. So the leafy greens, when you get into those, are good for the omega-6s. Let's see what the top green is. The nuts are not good. They're all lopsided the other way. Except for, and wheat is very much lopsided, 52 milligrams of threes, 1100 milligrams, 22 times more of the omega-6s. So, you know, that's the one thing that, we can look at. Quinoa, let's see, all the grains, the next closest, really, food, heavier food is lentils, which has 209 milligrams to 776 of the sixes. So that's bringing it down. But then you jump into the greens. Here's snap beans. Flips it back the other way. 39 milligrams, smaller numbers here, but 39 milligrams to 25. So you're not at least upside down. Chickpeas, no, that's not a green, so it's the other way around. Let's see, snap peas are a small amount, 12 milligrams to 3.5 on the sixes. I'm always reading the threes first. Leafy green lettuce, raw, 209 to 86. Jump to romaine, 707 to 294. Spinach, 469 to 88. Dandelion greens. Oh, that's interesting. It's the other way around again. 44 of the threes and 261. I wonder why that green did that. Don't know. Arugula, 170 through on the threes, 130 on the sixes. And the fruits now start going the opposite way. Sugar content. Okay, I mean, you can just think that anyway, including strawberries at 65 on the threes, 90 on the sixes. Root vegetables, carrots higher in sugar, 2 on the threes and 115 on the sixes. So, you know, it's a pretty in-depth list that you can look at in there if you want to, you know, learn more about why the off balance and how easy it is to see that we get way more sixes than we do threes. So,
hey, Char? Yeah.
Yes.
Do they show buckwheat in that?
Buckwheat. Let me look and see. I didn't read every one of the grains, so let me see if they do. I didn't see any grains that were. Where did I just put it in here?
Buckwheat's really a berry, not a grain.
Oh,
so
okay.
Wondering.
Where did it go? I flipped it way back. Quinoa, oats, rye, wheat. Well, those are all nuts. Lentils, beans. I'm sure you could find it someplace else, but.
Yeah, it might not be there. If anything, I just wanted to ask if it was.
Yeah, no, it isn't. They've just randomly probably picked. Although that's one that's, I don't think buckwheat is used as much as it could be, but it's not, no, it's not on here. Went through all the chia seeds are are really good also, 4,915 compared to 1,600. So that's three times more of the threes and the sixes. So sesame seeds upside down is 57 times more of the, did I already say that one, 57 times more of the sixes than three. So, you know, they can be high in one thing and low in something else. So if you're really concerned about the omega sixes, those are the ones that are packed with them, and the other ones are the opposite side. So anyway, that's enough on that. Does anybody have any questions or comments on that or anything else?
Well, this is Monty. The only thing I've got is that, does everybody know about the new Real Monsanto Protection Act that the government signed?
No.
Because I wasn't here last week, so I don't know what was discussed, but President Obama just signed the so-called Monsanto Protection Act. It's a provision snuck into the emergency budget bill that essentially exempts biotech firms like Monsanto Company from judicial review. Now that President Obama has signed the law, Monsanto may plant genetically modified seeds, even if the court of law orders them to stop. While this is blatantly unethical, the newfound public outrage over the Monsanto Protection Act ignores the fact that Monsanto has already been above the law for decades. What it goes on to say is that because that is now signed, that nobody can go up against Monsanto, but Monsanto for years, and I know this to be true, has been packing the Department of Agriculture with people that believe the same way Monsanto does. So not only does the money have influence in certain studies or government, but also the insertion of people who believe what you believe into the government eventually can create a big problem. So Monsanto now has the go-ahead. It has now been signed by the president that they can now plant seeds, and the law can do nothing about it as of now.
Well, the scary thing is, how did you word that again? They cannot be scrutinized.
The bill that essentially exempts biotech firms like Monsanto Company from judicial review. Now that the President Obama has signed the law, Monsanto may plant genetically modified seeds, even if the court of law orders them to stop.
Yeah, I talked about it last Friday, and there's a poster on the blog for a march against Monsanto on May 25th, I believe.
Linda Morris
has arrived.
Dr. Mercola.
Newsletter
had an article on monster trees that can kill insects, and that's Monsanto as well. They're planting whole of these trees that can kill all the insects.
And there's, if you click on the picture on the blog, it will take you to links where you can see all the different countries and cities in the United States where there are marches.
Mm.
It includes Portland, Salt Lake, Provo, just little, relatively small towns, all across the country and around the world.
That is disgusting. Let them commit murder, and they've passed a law that nobody can stand up against them. I mean, that is insanity. I mean, no court can stand up against them and let them commit murder.
Because they're now exempt.
The only good thing about it is this particular portion of the bill that was passed supposedly expires September 30th or so. But it gives them free rein for about 6 months.
It's just frightening that it can be done regardless. That's for sure.
That's the point.
You know, we've still got those. I've still got them. I don't know whether you guys have got some that talk about Monsanto. Just copy them and put them out so people can become educated. You know, we got that tipping point, according to what Smith says, when we reach 6%, that's when they've been thrown out of all the other countries that do not allow them even on the premises. And here we're opening them with welcome arms and say, go ahead, you can just experiment on humanity, and you've got the free go-ahead to do whatever you want. I mean, obviously, that's what it says. It doesn't need any interpretation. It's just right there.
Yeah, but do whatever you want, and there's no repercussions.
I got to run. I got to head to Tacoma, so we'll listen to y'all tomorrow.
Okay, thank you, Monty. Anybody else?
Monty?
Has left the conference.
That's a horrible note to close on, a negative. Well, let's see, I guess we've got just a couple minutes more. Anybody else have anything on a more positive note? Don't like hearing those things. Let's see. I know I've got, I think you guys got the slide because I remember Jeannie talking about it. It was such an easy one and such a good one.
I haven't yet, but I got the but you gave us the recipe.
Okay. Anybody made it yet? I got another big bag of it. It goes together really fast, and the combination is, I'll just read the ingredient list in case anyone missed it. It hasn't gone, because I don't think I sent that one down either. It isn't checked off. I just have very good on it. Broccoli slaw is what it's made with, which comes already in a package simply because they're trying to get rid of the stalks. Nobody likes the stalks as much as I do, I guess. I do, too. I'd rather have the stalk than the flour on the top. Anyway, 1/4 cup of raw almonds. A 12-ounce package. I buy the 32-ounce package and divide it in half and use that amount of, about the full amount of dressing on, times the amount. 1/2 cup of dried currants. Otherwise, it's fairly sweet by the time you get all this in there. 1/2 cup of dried currants. 3 tablespoons of olive oil. I cut that back a bit. 3 tablespoons of rice vinegar. This is easy. Again, 3 tablespoons of agave or honey. I cut that back. Let's see, I used, I know what I was gonna put in there. I was gonna try grinding up, the dates in there, which I'm sure would work just as well and, give you the fiber also. In a more natural way, 3 tablespoons of Greek yogurt, and of course I use the alternative yogurt, and I've also used the sour cream that I've made that's either made out of cashews or made out of, tofu. Okay, 1 1/2 teaspoons of Dijon mustard, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper. So you've got the salad dressing, let's see, that's 10 ingredients, including the 10 ingredients, including the salt and pepper, and you've got the dressing and the salad all in one bit. Let's stand at least 30 minutes or up to 4 hours. I didn't put it together again last night. I just got all the ingredients for it, so I'll put it together this morning. We really usually never have any of it left over, because we consume a huge amount of it. And of course it says on warm days, keep refrigerated until ready for use and on cool, and then bring it to room temperature is what they're suggesting. But that is definitely an easy, huge, huge favorite recipe of ours. So simple.
How much were the? How many? nuts and a quarter cup of raw almonds sliced. I don't even always have the sliced ones. I just chop up, you know, raw almonds, period. And then a half cup of dried currants. So that gives the, you know, the stronger flavor to it, and the dressing just accentuates it with what we've got there. So anyway, that's it for today. We'll make up the time and not run over like I did yesterday. And last minute, anybody? Anything else? Hey, keep working for the upcoming new product launch or retooled. I don't know what all it contains, but we're going to have it very shortly, and it's a great opportunity to introduce new people or go back on your list and revisit the ones that, you know, you haven't had contact with for a while. So we will have something new, which is always like Christmas, I say, when the company comes out with it, because we know they've done their homework and they're not just revising or bringing us something to be adding to, because we know we've got an incredible list of products. My focus is still, my foot in the door is KVB and water. KVB and water. And we did some of the legwork yesterday when we were out running around, two of us, and got some people that said yes. They want to sit down and have more information. So it's pretty easy when you lay some teasers out there. They just need somebody to ask them some questions, get them into conversation, and go for it. Guys, make it a wonderful day, a healthier one yet, and we're starting out a new morning, a new day, and we can make that happen. Thanks, Sarah. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.